Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers about what we're seeing as far as marketings of milk and how that affects us as we move forward here in the United States. Milk Market Administrative Office does an excellent job once a year of taking a look at milk production and milk consumption across the United States, and they use the month of May as their test month. Kansas would be in the central region, and in the central region over the last several years, we've grown our cow numbers, and we actually are a bit surplus on milk production compared to our population. But when you include the eastern part of the United States in this, we're actually a bit deficit. The interesting thing when we look at the May marketings from 2021, our excess in the west more than made up the deficit on the central and eastern side. So as you think about what happened to milk prices during the summer, that's partially related to that. We actually were in a situation where production was greater than consumption. So we move forward. One of the things that you might want to consider is we will see expansion of our dairy industry here in the central part of the United States. That will continue to fill the deficit that we see in the eastern part of the United States. However, in order to get rid of all of the milk that we're producing, we're going to be heavily dependent on exports to increase to take up those excesses that we're currently producing. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to think about, as we expand, how we're going to get rid of the additional milk that we produce.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.